So, I told you the story of how Amelia saved three teddy bears whose boat was stuck in an ocean which was coming through the Blue Door, and they said they were refugees from Teddy Barrier. And I said I would tell you the part two of that story. So, Amelia didn't wait till bedtime because she was so curious to find out more about where those three teddy bears had come from that could talk and play when they were in the room in the ocean. But as soon as they came to her bedroom, they couldn't move a muscle because they just turned back to toys. So they became alive again through the magic wardrobe. So she was curious. She didn't wait till bedtime. She sat in the back of the wardrobe and said, OK, I would like an adventure now, please. Nothing happened. She said, excuse me, my friend, the magic wardrobe, can I have an adventure, please? I want to find out what happened to those three teddy bears I rescued when they were in Teddy Barrier. And at that moment, she felt the wardrobe start to vibrate. And magically, the back of the wardrobe opened up, and there was a tunnel. She climbed into the tunnel. She went into the room with the 10 doors. And the fifth door along had yellow light coming out of it. Golden yellow light. And so she opened the door. And the golden yellow light was because wherever she looked, there were teddy bears. Not toy teddy bears, but yes, toy teddy bears that were alive, and they were playing and laughing and joking and skipping. And she looked back, and the golden door had disappeared. She had magically transported into... She asked one of the teddy bears, where are we? The teddy bear said, you are in the land of Teddy Barrier. We are hopping and skipping and playing. And then she joined in some of the hopping and the skipping and the playing and the jumping and the playing of hide and seek and so many lovely games. She joined in with the teddy bears because the teddy bears in Teddy Barrier liked to keep all children as children. And so they played all the games children loved to play. Peep behind the curtain, running, chasing, playing it, you name it, all the teddy bears were playing. And they were living in a land with lovely trees and lovely houses. And she walked down a road with teddy bears everywhere on the street, dancing, playing, and mummy teddy bears and daddy teddy bears coming to the doors of the houses to open the doors to let their children teddy bears in. And everybody was smiling, and everybody smiled and waved at Amelia. Amelia was so happy to be in Teddy Barrier. It had an energy of eternal childishness about it. Everybody was just having such fun. And then something changed. As everybody was playing and jumping and skipping and having a lovely time, the skies stopped being sunny and started to go dark. Suddenly, all the teddy bears stopped playing and made a dash for their houses and ran indoors. And Amelia said, what's going on? What's going on? And they said, grown-up Teddy is coming, and grown-up Teddy doesn't want us children teddies to have fun, or even mummy and daddy teddy bears. Grown-up Teddy wants us to be serious. And whenever the sky goes dark, we have to stop playing and going inside. So goodbye! And suddenly all the teddy bears were inside. And there wasn't a sound from anywhere except some very, very loud footsteps in the distance. Boom, boom. Boom. Amelia said, help someone. And one of the doors opened up and the teddy bears grabbed Amelia and dragged her inside. And then everybody was really nervous and nobody was smiling anymore because what was coming was getting louder and louder. Boom. 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 And suddenly the booming stopped. And Amelia looked outside the window and there was an enormous teddy bear's foot. And she just opened the door slightly, had a look, and there was a 100-foot-high grown-up teddy bear. And this teddy bear wasn't laughing or smiling or wanting to play with anyone. This teddy bear was really serious. And Amelia said, excuse me, calling up to grown-up teddy bear. Grown-up teddy bear looked down and said, yes, little girl. She said, who are you and what do you want? The grown-up teddy said, my name is Bernard, the grown-up teddy, and I'm not going to put up with any playing around from all these little teddy bears and their teddy bear mummies and daddies. No, I'm here, and when I'm in town, everybody's going to be serious.
If you'd like to hear the end of the story and get unlimited access to over 100 more, then please click the button below to get your 14-day free trial of Bedtime Stories. Your kids are going to love them, and you probably will too.